Good evening, Rabbi Isai, and welcome to the final Teshurim of our series of 18 Shurim during the last week and a half. The Shurim were uplifting and inspirational, and the Ruach that it created was absolutely overwhelming. Hundreds of alumni called in throughout the project, and many more called in afterwards to hear the recording. We would like to thank the many alumni that have made this project possible, and I thank you all for making it a reality. We look forward to bringing you many such Shurim throughout the year, and I appreciate your input and suggestions. Please feel free to share them with us, as in order to make everything work perfectly, your suggestions make all the difference. For anyone that would like to hear these shiurim following this year, you can call 712-432-1085 and dial the same pin you dialed for this number, this shiur, which is 568-294. Any shiurim that you missed throughout the week, and if you'd like to hear, please feel free to email us at alumni@themir.org and specify which shiur you'd like to hear, and we will send you a link to that shiur. Now is my kavod and honor to present Rav Gaon Rav Binyamin Kalbach Shlita, who will share the bechizik with us. Rav Binyamin.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Let me know. I'm not sure my phone is good. I hope everybody hears me. I'll start by saying, when I was a young bocher, we used to hear in Shmuel, in Yeshiva, and Kelly used to say that the Chachamim and Chachamim and Debbie can do it after. This Shmuel will not show them. Chachamim holds the need to be a Shmuel. So, in the Akron Shmuel,
Rabbi Naaman?
Yes.
Can you just speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me?
We hear you, but just a little bit low.
Okay. I'll try to get it. In Yeshiva, we used to hear Shmuel Bochum, Jan Bochum. In Shmuel, before you hear, we used to hear that is Mechoyim Rabbon and Rebbe, if you keep it Mechaper with Tshuva, or even without Tshuva, Chachamo, you keep it needs Tshuva, you keep it not Mechaper without only Tzor Mechaper or Shogun. And since one of the Ma'akvim in Tshuva is Kabbalah Ra'osir, and Kabbalah Ra'osir is only Shaykh if one is Mechaper himself to be Musa, so in Kelim, the Musa used to be, then keep it not Mechaper without Musa. If it sounds a little bit too outlandish, you can substitute the word Musa, you can substitute for year, avoid the Hasidus, but the Kibbutz is not Mechaper without a Kabbalah for a person to work on himself. If there's no Kabbalah allows us to work on himself, then there's no Kibbutz. I'd just like to be machil a little bit, the Hebrew on this, what it means that in Kippur, is not Mechaper without a Kabbalah of a Holy. In the book of Kehelet, Perek Yud Aleph, Smach Bocha B'yal B'secho, V'yitivcho Lipcho, B'yimei B'chul Yisecho, V'halech Medach Elipcho, V'mar Yenecho, V'dar Ki Akolel Yidicho, V'yikim Bam Mishpon. The book of Yisof, is a choya leads to Akash. Because the mashmoyes of the pasuk is that if one wants to, one can lead a life of smach bochav yabu secha, yitivcha lichu v'mei b'chu yisecha, as long as he knows that he has to pay for it. And so Philanthes used to say that the Olim Hazeh is a very expensive hotel, but the price has to be paid. But the mashmoyes of the pasuk is that if one wants to, and says, I'm willing to pay the price as long as I can enjoy my life in Olim Hazeh, permission to yodei. Of the other is that it's not we're born in the past, and we're chuyti, we can't enter your mitzvahs. The Gemara Shabbos, on this pasuk says, Omer avun, ma'idech siv, smach bocha b'yalduseha, v'yitiv chulitcho b'nei b'chol yisecha, ma'alech v'dach yivitcho v'ma'i enecho, v'dach ki al kolei b'yivitcho v'kin yom mishpat, az kan dir yitzohara, v'kan v'yivitcho dir yitzatoy. The pasuk is divided into two. The first half of the pasuk is the Yitzhara talking, and the Yitzhara talking is Smach Bocha B'Yal B'Secho. The second half of the Pesach is the Yitzhara speaking, the Dach, the Akolei, the Yivlecho, the Kingdom Mishpat, with a price to pay for Yom HaZeh, for not being the Kantor Yom Mitzvah. In other words, when a person is met up with a nisoyin, any nisoyin of a dvar aveir or dvar mitzvah, any nisoyin that a person meets, there are two contrasting koiches. There's the yetzer hara who says smach bocha b'yaldusecha, and there's the yetzer hatoiv who says that yakol eli yeviyacha al kibin mishpat. Itzel, in the beginning of Ori Yisrael, and all that what I'm going to say is that it comes from Ori Yisrael, from the beginning of the Hakdama of Ori Yisrael, which is called Shari Yisrael from the Bitzel Pedibur. And he says that the Bishol Salanta is Mazda, that there's a machlokes in the Kadmonim. What is the Yetzer? On the one hand, those that say that the Yetzer are the midas and the tiredness of a person. Yetzer is the person himself. The Pasuk says in Koheles, "Mi yedei ruach bin yehorim ho'elu hi lemalo, ruach habahim ha'yoyez hi lemate ve'oretz." Every person has two tchunas. One tchuna is the nefesh habahamis, which schleps him towards gashmis, towards chumis, and there's the ruach bin yehorim ho'elu hi lemalo, which is the nesham ho'agene, that the Boshim put together these two koheches of a person has tchunas in his nature, which slept in the Milo, and there are tchunas in his nature which slept in the Mato. On the other hand, there are those that say that the Yetzer Hara is a malach, that the Roshan sends a shliach, shulach, mimoran, to malach, the nachsh of a person in Averis, in order to give him schar, whereas the Yetzer Tov is a malach who sent him to tell him the Dati HaKolecha, Yerviach HaKim HaMishlo, to send him on the correct derech. The Pasuk says in Kehelas, Yes Tano, Ba'anoshim Vomat, Ubo Eilel HaMelech Deber, Lissob V'Oysa, Uvon Aleha Mitzurim Deberim, Umosivo Ish Nisken Chocham, Umidit HaSeh B'Chach Moshe. And the Gemara says in the Deberim, Dav Shalom Beis, Yek Tano, Ba'anoshim Vomat, Yek Tano Zer Haguf, Anoshim Vomat Eilel Ivorim, Ubo Eilel HaMelech Godel, Lissob V'Oysa, Yek Tehorah, The Pasuk is masking that the Melech Gadol who comes to surround the person, the Melech Gadol is the Yetzer who comes to surround the Yetzer, which is the ear, and the Yetzer Tov is the Ish Chochem Miskin Echol. The Mashmoyes would be that if the Ribbono Shel Olam created the Yetzer Tov and sent the Yetzer Tov to a person, to counteract the koiches of the Yetzer Hara, one would believe that the two koiches are equal koiches, that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are two equal counterparts. But to say, there's a shtick of Hara in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk called the Yetzer Hara a Melech Gadol, and the Yetzer Tov is a Chocham Miskin, a Rachmonis, a Shvachel. The Yetzer Hara is stark, and the Yetzer Tov is Shvach. What does it mean that the Yetzer Hara is stark and the Yetzer Tov is schwach? So they don't counteract each other. The Gemara also says in Brochus, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Talmid sheyesh lo Torah ve'ein bo yiras shamayim lemahu doma, the gives the shemoslo maseches pnimiyos and maseches chitzonis by moshe loy the hey ayel. If a person is given maseches to an oitzer, and he has the mafteches apnimiyos, but he doesn't have the mafteches chitzonis, he can't get in. Without the shemayim, one can't get in. It means to say that the yetzer toiv screams the da'at ha'kol eli yechiviyach elokim b'mishpat. But when a person doesn't have his own yir shemayim to overcome, the fact that there's a yetzer toiv is not enough. He needs his own yir shemayim. Now I'll explain what this means. Abitzel asks three kashas. He asks a kasha, we find that, I'll give you a marshal, I'll use an Israeli marshal. A person is driving on the highway, and he finds himself that he made a wrong turn, and all of a sudden he sees that he's in Ramallah, he's surrounded by Arabs. Immediately he begins to sweat, and he starts to breathe heavily. He understands with his seichel that he's in Sakona. And if he's in a sakone, his emotions are acting immediately, he's in pachad. So why is it a person wakes up in the morning and he realizes that he missed Lord Krishna, or he's facing his son, he's owed to be over an Isha Shabbos? Why don't his emotions act in the same way? Just like when he understands that he's in a sakana, and he understands that something is dangerously wrong, he starts to sweat, he's in pachad. By the same token, if a person finds himself in sakana being over an aveir, why isn't it that he has the same pachad? Why are we not afraid of aveirs? Why are we not afraid of Gehenna like we're afraid of Arabs? And we understand we're all ma'amin b'nei ma'amin. We know that there's Gehenna, and we know that we're mitzvah, and we believe it, and we know it. So why isn't that idea enough to act on my emotions of pachad, like my emotions of pachad are enacted when I find myself in a sakana b'nei ma'amin? That's one shayla. The second shayla is, on the other hand, we find that there are people who are afraid. How does it come that some people are, why are some people created in such a way that they are afraid of others and some people are not afraid of others? There's a story about the Brisker Rav. When the Brisker Rav was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, he was staying for a week by a yid in Turkey. His father said, Balabos, a rich man. And he gave the Balabos his own pot to cook some rice. That's what he ate, rice in cooking the Brisker Rav's pot. One day they came to tell him by mistake they cooked the rice in the pot of the Balabos. Immediately the Brisker Rav put his finger in his throat and he threw up on the man's carpet. Because the pachad, maybe he just ate in cholos asuros. The Chazanish writes in Igus Chazanish, "Only tzar yosef gomer mekishim b'olam." There's nothing that gives me more tzar than the machshav and maybe I'll even aver. So how come that if the mitzvah that we know that in that nature to be true, that people are not afraid of avers, how is it that there are some people who are afraid of avers? Where did they get it from? And thirdly, Tractor Mitzvah, if it's true that there are people, most people are scared to find themselves in the Ramallah. On the other hand, there are some people who are more courageous. If he thinks he can make a good business somewhere, and he's courageous, he'll go. He'll talk to sweat. He'll talk to breathe heavily. But he's more courageous. He'll go there. There are some people who are more afraid of pregate table, of hazard dangers, and there are some people who are less afraid. Some people are more courageous, and people are less courageous. When it comes to inyon erim habo, inyon peyo mitzvah, there are some people who are more afraid of avayos, and some people are less afraid of avayos. But the two categories are not parallel. You don't find the same person who's courageous will not be scared of Gehenna, and the person who is afraid will be afraid of Gehenna. The two types of fear don't correspond to each other. Why is it like that? Dr. Bitzel, Chassid Azay, the Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Hei, the Rambam says, Rishus kolor mesuniloi, inot rahatis atzme derech toiver, liyos tadek, rishus biyodi. Inot rahatis atzme derech lo, liyos rosh, rishus biyodi. Moshe Kosev Atoyo, Tein ha'odim hoya ka'achal nimeni, rebas toiver yo, kloimer. The man has something special about him. There's no other Bria in the world who is like Adam. Every person by himself knows what's good, and he acts accordingly. A person that understands what's right and what's wrong, and from his free will he does what he wants to do, and there's nobody who can be ma'akav. Nobody forces a person to do any action. Any action that a person does is because he feels that he wants to. I always think to myself that the biggest it's a pachad for me to understand that when the Nuremberg trials, when the Nazi officials who brought the trial for killing Eden. Why couldn't somebody stand up and say, "I was taught that this is a good thing to do. I was under orders, governmental orders to do it. I had to do it." Why isn't that a good test? Why wasn't that a good test? Everybody understood that to kill Eden is something that whoever did it, he is himself responsible. Nobody can come up with such an answer because everybody understand a person is given understanding to know what's right and what's wrong, and whatever a person does, it's by his own choice. And the Rambam says, if there would be any nature in a person which would cause him to do Tov Ra, then he wouldn't be a Baal Bechir anymore, and there would be no reason to give him that schar. The reason a person does something is only it is from his own free will. Dr. Bitzel, if a person would have pachad from inyanim olam haba, from Gehenna, like he has pachad from finding himself in a sakon and olam hazeh, there would be no bechir, because nobody would choose olam hazeh over olam haba. In order that there should be bechir, the Rebbe Hashem says he took away from people that pachad of olam hazeh. In order that there should be bechir, and the Maaseh this says in Furish, the Ravitzel brings in Chayyus Avos, the Chayyus Avos says that it's in Perg, a hay from Shah B'china, that a person should be in his brain and think, why is it that the Bansham created a nature in people that people are ashamed of others, they'll be ashamed if other people would know their shortcomings, and they're not ashamed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees much more than the neighbor. Why are the person not ashamed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he's ashamed of other people? Look, the question is, if a person would be ashamed, he wouldn't be a Baal Bechir. But the Fundasim, the Ibn Shem is Mechaivas, that with our avoider, we should understand that the Ibn Shem sees us, and we should feel that the Ibn Shem sees us, and we should have Bushi from the Ibn Shem, Derech avoider, from our own avoider, we should come to Adam Adrega. Dr. Bitzel always says Mufush Nepotzik, and that's there's a comes up. If it's true that if there would be a pachat from Oidim Habor, from Yoni Aveir, from Gan, as it is from Oidim Hazel, there would be no Bechir. So now that the Russian took away that pachat, so there's right no Bechir, because everybody can tell it. I was looking to do an Aveir because I had a Taiva Oidim Hazel, and I didn't have a pachat from Oidim Habor. So the right is no Bechir. The third on this kashi is that it says in the Pasuk in Mitzvah, what's nefesh ubachat ubachayim? Bechir means, if you ask somebody, would he rather be sick and poor or rich and healthy? And he would rather be rich and sick or rich and sick or healthy and poor. What would you rather? So, there's a mile here, there's a mile on this side, there's a mile on that side. A person can decide. That shaykh is called Bechir. What shaykh to say Bechir, would he rather have Movis and Klola or Bruch and Chaim? Why do you call that Bechir? And how could it, what takes the place in the Tabat of Bechata Bechaim? Dr. Bitzel, that when the Torah says, Nesanti Befonecho ha Movis ha Klola, what does it mean the Boshan gives Movis and Klola? It means to say that the Abolishan says, I'm giving you the possibility to do law. I'm taking away from you the pachad of Yitzhak or the pachad of Gehenim. In order that you should be, in order, if you would have the pachad of Gehenim, there would be no Bechir. Or they would say, where's the right of Bechir? And that, in the Torah says, Ruchat HaBechayim says, just like I took away from you the pachad of Adam Hazeh, I also gave you the Are you day your avoider? Are you day avoider? A year a person can come bring himself to a pachad from an aveir. And this says Mufurish in Sifri. The Sifri on the pasuk of Ruchat HaBechayim says, The words of the Sefer are that the person that they would have been, if not the word of Bechata B'chaim, a person would be able to choose law. How could a person say such a thing? You gave me two drachm, I'll do what I want. The Torah says, you gave me the possibility to roll because you took away from me the pachad of Gehenim, and all I'm left is the Yetzer Hara. So What can I do? I have no brea. I have no vitamin none of here. Tell me, Rambam, Mechaz, Bechaim, Zot, Tivarishim, I gave you, just like I took away from you the Pachat, Rambam, I said, a natural Pachat, I gave it back to the idea of what you could. Is there even say, if there's no kasha, why does a person have Pachat from Rambam, he doesn't have Pachat from Rambam? The Teretz is the emotion took it away from you, that Pachat. Why are there some people who have that tachan? Because those people were boicha b'chaim and they the darkei avoider, they came to bring themselves to that tachan. And for that reason, that the two pachadim don't correspond. There's one person who has more of a pachad from Moedim Hazel, and he didn't work on himself. He has no pachad from Moedim Hazel. There are those who do have pachad from Moedim Hazel, who do not have pachad from Moedim Hazel, and they worked on themselves and have pachad from Gehenim. They're two different sidra avoda. Whether you can call it chassidus, you can call it sifra yir. A person without avoda won't bring himself to that pachad of b'chat b'chaim. The Tanna says, without the histakus, without the hisbonus, without working on ma'ayin bosu ulam tohelech lifnei miyato osu litin b'cheshmen, without that avoid, a person has no defense against an aveir. So b'etzem the yetzer tov and yetzer hara are two contrasting koiches, but they're not equal. The Yetzer Hara is a melech gavur, because as soon as he's created, the Yetzer Hara starts to work. He doesn't need anything to make to make him work. The Yetzer Tov, even though he's a koyach to counteract the Yetzer Hara, he's useless until a person takes his own avoda and he gives the Yetzer, he has to enact the Yetzer Tov. Without pushing, it'll never go. The Gemara that was mentioned before, Mishi Yeshloi, Yitoy Ve'inu Yeshemayim, is going to a gift that has Matechus Pinus and not the Matechus Chitonius. For what reason does the Gemara mention the Marshal a gift? Why not the Balabos? And the Terence says that the whole idea of the Gemara is to show a person the difference between the Balabos and a gift is the Balabos who finds a way to get in, because he feels he has to get in. A Gizber, if he can't get in, he'll walk away. The Gemara comes to tell him, without Yeshemayim, a person stands up against himself, he's just going to walk away, because without Yeshemayim, he has no reason to want to get in. The Gemara says in Brochus, Ein lo l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo eitzah shel Yeshemayim leval. All the version has, the only nachas l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu has from his Yidin is Yeshemayim. Because Yeshemayim, once a person has Yeshemayim, his Yerushalayim is what forces him to do Naveir. A person has Yerushalayim, every Nisayim that he meets up with his own avoid of Yerushalayim, he's able to be able to do Nisayim. He wouldn't be able to do Naveir. So his Yerushalayim is what forces him to throw up on his host's carpet. And Yerushalayim causes him to be able to do Nisayim. The only one decision that he made on his own was the key of the year. March of the Hashem, the key of the year. That's all a person can give the Yerushalayim. All of that one decision to be mechazik his Yerushalayim, to year Hashem, key of the year. Uvachat v'chaim, that one nekuda, uvachat v'chaim, that's all the person can give the Yerushalayim. That's the whole nachas of the Yerushalayim in Israel. Without that, I would say you're a person is lost, because the Yetzer Hara is naturally not a double. A person without Avodah stands no chance. The Yetzer Hara is not helpful. We should all be able to live on the Kippur, every Kippur in the time that's left, to mechazik ourselves, to be both of the toys. And with that, we have the Kabbalah and the Osir, and then we have Yom Kippur. The Yetzer should go to the Machs in the Torah.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to say thank you for joining us. This is the final shiur for our series of 18 shiurim, and it is my covet to introduce the Gaon of Yaakov Moshe Katz Shlita, who shared the chizuk of us. And thank you again for joining us for these special shiurim that have really been overwhelming and inspirational. in every sense of the word. And we look forward, as mentioned before, we look forward to bringing you so many such shiurim in the future. Have you acclimation?
Yeah. Okay. The Mashal in Yuma, the Mashal says, the beginning, the first Mashal in Yuma, that he makes that gosha, that the Masechta, which is on Yom Kippur, is called Masechta Yuma. Yuma literally meaning the day. As the Mashal is Madgish, that it's coming to be Madgish, that if there's one day in the year, which you call the day, I know the day Hayadua, it's Yom Kippur. That's how special Yom Kippur it is. All other Masechtas, it's Masechta Sukkah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Masechta of Yom Kippur is called the Yom. Well, it's the Yom Achi Kodesh, it's the Yom that's Achi special, Achi Miyuchad in the year. As Bez Hashem, each one of us, by Mad, is coming to Yom Kippur. It's a Yom HaMiyuchad, a Yom for every person where it's special, very, very special. If used the right way, it could be a big, big milestone in a person's life. Oh, how is a person able to do it? As there's two bechinas in the specialness of Yom Kippur. One bechina is in what the person could accomplish on Yom Kippur. It's the gemar of the Yom Hadin, the gemar of the Chitum. Every person, kol ha'chayim shaloi, his chayelam hazeh, everything is hukva. And on Yom Kippur, a person has the koyach to be mishana kol l'toiv. The Medrash Darshins on the Kapitul in Tehillim, Kapitul Kuf Beis, the pasuk says that tikosiv zeis l'dor ha'achron, that it'll come a door where we're going to wonder how we're able to be zeicha on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. As a Kaddish Baruch Hu will say, the Medrash Darshins, panel tfilas ha'arer, as much as we think that our tefillas are not choshev, and it can't help, it's a tefillas ha'arer, even to a dar achron where we think that Hashem is going to listen to us, will our tefillas help? The Medrash Darshins is going on the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ba'am nivra tahal ka, and ayyadei their tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is bari them michadosh. The Gemara, and we think that in order for our tefillahs to work on Yom Kippur, as we need a starker tefillah for hours and hours, and so many tefillahs, this is the Gemara in Tainis, on Daf Chafei Amibes, the Gemara says that Rebbe Kiva, that one time there was a Tzirus Geshamim, Maisav Rebbe Loza, he was Geza Kamatanesim, and it didn't start to rain, and he got up, and he davened Esim V'Arba Brochus, 24 Brochus in Shemone Esrei, and V'loy Nene, it didn't start to rain, Yorid Rebbe Kiva Achrov, V'Omar, Avinu Malkenu, Eim Lonu Melech Ela Ota, Avinu Malkenu, L'mancho Rechem Aleinu, V'Yordu Geshamim. Rebbe Kiva got up. Rebbe Kiva didn't say a long Shemana essay, didn't say many words. Two Avinu Malkenus, and already it started to pour, to change. And Atzirus Kshamim is a gzeira ra. In those days, they didn't have food. They didn't have the whole Parnassah was gone. Afilu Hachi, Rebbe Kiva changed everything around, not with a lengthy tefillah, but with a tefillah that came from a lev, a hergish. When a Yid cries out on Yom Kippur, Ein lanu melech elo ato, Rachem b'shvilcha, l'mancha rachem aleinu. We toil ourselves on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillah is so powerful when it's said with a lev. Even a short tefillah with an emes a lev, b'yerdu k'shamim, it has a koyach to be mishaneh kol ha'gzeiros. The Gemara says that Havi Miran and Rabbanon, the Rabbanon were Miranim, that how could it be Rabbi Lazar Godel was Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, Yotze Baskol V'Amar, Loi Mifnei Shezeh Godel Mizeh, Ela Shezeh Maver Al Midoisav. As Rabbi Tzadik is Mazvah the Gemara, what does it mean, Shezeh Maver Al Midoisav? That Rabbi Lazar was born from Gezer Shel Kedoshim, he was a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Lemreis, he worked to be a Tzadik, it was easier for him. Asher Ken Rebbe Kiva was a Ben Gerim. The first 40 years, he didn't learn, as it was very, very hard for him to get to his Madrega. Number one, he was a Ben Gerim. Number two, he didn't learn in the beginning. He had to work much, much harder. It could be that Rabbi Loza got to a higher darg of Limud HaTorah. He had to work so hard to get to where he was. As when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person try so hard, as then he gets an extra special siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to his tefillas. We live in a dar where the nisyanis are so great. Every person that tries to take the step to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be miskayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a bechin of maver al midoisav, as his tefillas are kol kach choshev, as even a short tefillah, but a hergish, ein lanu melech elo ota, how much we feel with Tali B'yad Hashem, that tefillah is powerful, could be po'el kol kach. We say at the end, by Nila Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Oin Mufadoi. We fear us today. We're called Kulay Tali B'yad Hashem. How powerful those tefillahs are. That's number one, the Koyach of Tefillah of Yom Kippur. It's the Zman of Rachamim, with the Shari Shamayim Abtuchim, the tefillahs are miskabel. And we could be piled so much. Sai B'chinas Gashmi, Sai B'chinas Ruchni. And number two, the second Bechina of Yom Kippur that we could accomplish is Klapi the Bechina Sa'adam. The Masha says Yom Kippur is the Yom Achi Kodesh HaBeshana. Bayal also says, Bayal says that's why the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. One day a year on Yom Kippur, B'shlichus Klal Yisrael, he went in, Kilu Klal Yisrael has this chus to go in on Yom Kippur because it's the Yom Achi Kodesh. It's a yoim where a person could change himself. And the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Yoina, both write that the mitzvah of the mitzvah sayoim, the mitzvah daraisa of Yom Kippur, is to be choizah b'tshuva. On Yom Kippur, there's this extra siyata d'shmaya in order to be choizah b'tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perikei, the Rambam says, Rishus kol adam nesun aloi. In Reitz Lahat is Atzmoi, Lederach Toiva, Velias Sadik, Arishus Biyodai. Every person has a Koyach to be a Sadik. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Va'amich Kulam Skradikim. So the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Al Yabam Machshavai Secha, Dovizeh Shoimim Tivshe Yo'umois, the Rav Gomei Bnei Yisrael, many people in Klal Yisrael, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al Adam, Mitchilas Biyasa, Lias Sadik, Arasha. People that feel there's certain people that are born a tzaddik, certain people that aren't born a tzaddik. Me, I wasn't born a tzaddik because I can't be a tzaddik. Ein hadova kein el kol adam v'adam roi li a tzaddik ke Moshe Rabbeinu ay rasha ki ravam v'ikuzet ikur gadol hu v'amun ha-Torah v'amitzvos. As the Rambam says, that who comes to many of us a chiddush, that every person could be a tzaddik. But that's Tamat Tzaddik, a Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakol v'yodcha. Every person can make a decision. He could decide he wants to head in the right direction. There were so many people in the history of Klal Yisrael that they started off and they weren't G'daylim. And they made decisions and they changed and they became G'daylim. Rabbi Vayi the Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar Gadol. Even the Dor Achron, Simcha Zisel Ki Yadua, was a businessman, and one time he chapped the Dvar Musar, and he vaxtois. Kol echod kefi manjei gosai kut shtaik. And where was the Nakud of shtaiking? The Nakud of shtaiking is the Zman HaMiyuchad Lekach, is on Yom Kippur. Why is the Zman HaMiyuchad Lekach on Yom Kippur? Oh. As on Yom Kippur, the Mitzvah Sayyoyim is the Mitzvah of Tainis. Oh. And the mitzvah of Tainus, the Maral explains that the Indian of the mitzvah of Tainus is that it's a yoim where a person has a koyach to be menatik from the gashmius of Olam Hazeh. As in order for a person to be able to be menatik, as he has to be misana, to be pirish from the Yoni Olam Hazeh. How you do that which is pirish from Nachila, and there's a Issa Malacha, the Shteyim Bekaris, the Hainu, it's the Indian Achom of the Yoisa. As Ayadezer, a person is able to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'emes, in order to understand it with a little bit more of a knetch, as there's another yisoid, there's a big yisoid in the Mabit, in his Pirush Beis Elokim, he has a prakim on tshuva, the Maral, and the Tziva Tshuva say that there's two inyanim of tshuva. There's one inyan of tshuva, which is tshuva for a maisa prati. We did averus like gezel, stakus varayis. As a person has to do tshuva on a maisa, a specific maisa. Oh. But they both say that there's more to tshuva than just tshuva on a specific maisa. They say the shayrish of tshuva is lahashiv el Hashem. That's the inyan of tshuva, shuv, to come back. This is the lashon of tshuva. The hay of tshuva is Hashem. In every avera, the Rambam says, the avera is machik a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes him further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one have to come back. Oh, in the Mishnah, in the end of Yuma, the last Mishnah in Yuma says, that what's the oifin that Klal Yisrael is zeicha to the kapar of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, the etzim yom is mechapel. Mechapel miloshem kinuach. It wipes away the averus. How is a person zeicha to the kapar of Yom Kippur? As the last Mishnah says, that the way we're zeicha to the kapar on Yom Kippur is Amar Rebbe Kiva, Shreichem Yisrael, Lufnei mi atem mitaren, umi mitar eschem. Avichem Shabashamayim, Mikva Yisrael Hashem, Ma Mikva Mitares Atmeim, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitares Yisrael. Believe in me that we're Dovak by Kodesh Baruch Hu, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a Mikva. If you go into a Mikva, you become Tar. As Hu Adin, and you did that which you missed David Bashem, you become Tar. Maral is Medaik the Mishnah, the Taisis Yantif on the Mishnah is Medaik the Mishnah also. That the Ikat Taira of Yom Kippur, of the Tzuma Shel Yai Mechapa is Ayideh the Dveikis by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Boi B'mido, we're davening to Hashem. Number one, there's an Indian that the Tefillah Sal Neskabel, but Chutz Mizeh, every Tefillah that we're doing is bringing us closer to Hashem. We have the Hergish, we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us. That Hergish for Taira. It's Matara person, it's Menati came from the tomb of the Averus. The Etzim Tainis, called Reg of Yom Kippur, we're Betainis, we're Beprecious from Macholis, we're the Hei Nuyim, from all the different Tanugim, as we're in a Matziv, we're called Reg of Yom Kippur, we're being Miskarev Lashem, Miskarev to the Taira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even Mido, we're Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kuloi Kadosh Vitar. As by the Mida, Dovik Vidova Nasa Kemoisai, we Nasa Kodesh Vitar. As the MS is the whole year, what pulls us down? What helps us? What makes that we can't be Chayza B'tshuva? As the tomb of the Avera is Mashpi on us, the Avera Goyeris Avera, the tomb of the Avera. Yom Kippur is a Yom where Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity, Ki'ilu, to be Tevil in a Mikvah, to go away from the tomb of all our Averas. And Ki'ilu, to start over again. Va'oid, it's his man. Not only where we're moving the bed, but it's his man that we're able to be Dovik Vashem, to be Dovik Vatoiv. There's a Gvaldigas Yat Dishmaya to see life in a different light. How could we change? What's going to make us change? Changing comes when we think, when we change in the Shairish. Rabbein Yenis says in Shari Tshuva that, how does a person make a tshuva that's going to last? As people think, I'm going to say I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. As it'll work. As if you just say I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, it's not going to help. Rabbeinu Yaina says that Chayiv Adam, a person has to be makabel on himself to remove the sibus which are goyim the chet. Every person has reasons which makes him to be choyte. Lashon Hara is a shayrish, midas rais. The gaiva, the bad feelings to another person, as the shayrish is the midas reis. Yom Kippur is this man where we have a koyach to change our askofis, to be miskarev to Hashem in our yedias, in our askofis, by yedezeh to be mishana midas and to become different people. It's unfortunate people say, you know, you're gonna make kabbalas, they're not gonna last. As Yom Kippur comes and goes, even if the Kabbalahs don't last, but that Shpav Yom Kippur, coming into Yom Kippur, coming in with a seriousness, with a lathe, wanting to improve, being koilet what you're saying in the davening, being koilet Hashem Elokim, being koilet the tefillahs that we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Veinu B'chayim, every person that walks out of Yom Kippur and is serious in his davening and serious about what the day means, he walks out a different person. The day was mashpi on him. He became more tar. His ashkaf has changed. A few of the gdolim, the tzaddikim, when did they become? It's Yadua on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If we look, even Rabbi Yashiv, was Rabbi Yashiv the same 40 years ago, 50 years ago? When did it happen to change? Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. A gadol is someone who every Rosh Hashanah steigs more. Every Yom Kippur is another dagger of steiging. As a vada, a person has to make personal kabbalas and to try to keep to them. But even if a person doesn't, it doesn't mean he didn't change. It doesn't mean Yom Kippur didn't have an impact. How many people do we know that are different people because of Rosh Hashanah, because of Yom Kippur? As Yom Kippur, das ist das Mann achi kodosh, this man where we have a koyach to be menatik ourselves from day-to-day life and to change. We have a choice to be rishus b'chol adam nesun aliyah sadik, to change our mahalach hachayim, to have a mahalach hachayim which is more tzaddik dik, kol echod kefi mashu. It's not we're trying to become somewhere else. The Maral in his drasha, the Shabbos HaGadol writes that the Indian of sending the Seir Lazazo and the Seir to the Kodesh Kodashim, both of them, they were twins, the same were exactly equal, was it's coming to be mesamel to a person. The Seir, the Dam Seir, is the Dam which is a Chi Karev to the Dam Adam. Like Rashi says, that's why the Shvatim did the Ksenis Apasim in the Dam of the Seir. As he says, it's coming to show us that what the Avod on Yom Kippur is, every person has two parts, his Chelek Aruchni and his Yetzer Toiv and his Yetzer Hara. On Yom Kippur, what we do is we take the chelik of us, the part of us, which is the chelik, which is Moshech Haslera, and we ki'ilu, we shecht it, and we send it to Azazel. We send it away from us. We have akara. This isn't me. Oh, what's the real me? The dam, the mahus, the dam hu hanefesh of a person. The real me is on the Kodesh Kodashim. That dam is hukrav in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's who I really am. As Yom Kippur is this man we were supposed to be misplaining, we're supposed to reach our heights and realize who we really are, the feelings that go when we say the vidui, when we're niskaret, when we want to be niskarev. That's the real me. That's the gilui of Yom Kippur. The tzaddik shebechol echod, kol echod viz kol amcha kulam tzaddikim. I, the whole year round, I'm not. There's a yetzahara, shtarka yetzahara. I'm going to try to work on it. I'm going to try to improve. Abahagufu, Yom Kippur is the day we find out what real self is. The kol adam be'emes is yocholi a tzaddik and wants to be a tzaddik. And today we think how we could be bigger tzaddikim, to try to make kabbalas mitoich this boinness of Yom Kippur, how we could be bigger tzaddikim, how we could be miskarev l'Hashem. Let's toich the Yom Kippur to take off time during the whole day, try to think what I could do, how I could improve, what gedorim I could be mekabel, what I could try to be better in, and call echad on things that he knows he could change if we give it with a little bit of thought. As the tshuva Yom Kippur is tshuva in the shayrish is this karvus l'Hashem, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that I could be miskarev l'Hashem, I could change, and to try to be mekabel dvarim l'maisim, to try to be mekabel what to do. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Peites on the Bay, says that lost lovoy, all your soul is going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, yes, Hashem to help them. Hashem is going to say, yes, the Avis. And they say, the Avis didn't help us. They love Bikish Rachamim. It's me, where are we going to go? Only place we have is Hashem. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoyo v'talisem atzvim bi. Im yechat te'echem kishonim kishelig yalbinu. If you toil yourself by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need me to help. As then I'll make all your chatoyim. I'll be moichul v'chatoyim. As Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva, tshuva of Aleph, of realizing how much we're tali b'Hashem, that hergish itself is the seeds of tshuva. V'oid, Das Gufa is what helps that a Kaddish Baruch Hu should be Meichel Har Avoinus. As Be'ezes Hashem, our Tfilat, our Kaddish Baruch Hu, is we'll try to use the Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKaddish B'Yaisa Shebeshana, the Yom which is Kriveya Kol Kach in our lives, as Hashem, to use it to write, to use it to grow, to use it, and how are we going to grow? The more we could be Margish, how much would Tali B'Yad Hashem, the more we could Margish with Tali B'Yad Hashem, when we say the Hashem Hu Elokim at the end, this is the atmosphere of the whole day. Hashem Hu Elokim. The more we're Margishit, the more different we are. The more we'll be taking a step forward in life, a step to a life of tzaddikim, the tzaddikim that we all really are. So tefillat HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyizkachim banu, that will all be mischazik on Yom Kippur, and bichoyze b'tshuva. Every person will reach with his aliyah ad kisei hakavod. We'll all be zeicha to gulos v'yeshuos. Be'ezus Hashem
b'yachad. Amen. But I say thank you all for joining us, and appreciate being a part of this project. I look forward to hearing through your comments and suggestions throughout the year. And I wish you all a good Kabbalah and a good Kabbalah Shiur.